Doctor, that sounds very well. Do you understand what God is? I am trying to reach your understanding. You have lost your body, and are now a spirit, absolutely invisible to us. S.P. Crazy, crazy, crazy. You are the craziest person I ever saw. Doctor, how would you explain the situation? S.P. That girl came to me with such force and told me to get out, and before I knew it I was gone. I stayed around and tried to get back, because I was not going to be driven out as she thought. I have been watching for another chance to get in again, and here I am, and now you can't drive me out. Doctor, should not such an experience cause you to think? S.P. Die. Doctor, you realize that you are in a strange condition. You are very selfish, you know that I am telling the truth. S.P. You have not told me any truth yet. Doctor, ask one of these gentlemen whose hands I am holding. Hands. The doctor is holding his wife's hands. Doctor, you are a spirit and are invisible to us. I am holding the hands of Mrs. Wickland. S.P. How in the world am I Mrs. Wickland? Doctor, you are not Mrs. Wickland. You are only using her body. S.P. Now you know we cannot change bodies. I know this. Doctor, you have lost your own body and are a spirit. S.P. Then why did I lose it? If I were dead and had lost my body, how in the world could I have been walking around as I have been? I was so hungry for a while and I wanted to get something to eat, but that thing, pointing to Miss C. H., chased me out. I put up some fight, because I was so hungry. Doctor, it is your body that is dead, you have lost that, but you yourself are not dead. Paul said, there is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. You have lost your natural body. S.P. When did I do that? Doctor, I do not know. After you stepped out of your physical body, you continued to live in your spiritual body. You were brought here to obtain an understanding of your condition. When you have that, you will not need to walk in the darkness any longer. You will then have an understanding of the spirit life. S.P. I have been walking, but I am on earth, not in heaven. Doctor, what do you understand heaven to be? S.P. That is where God is. Doctor, the Bible says, God is love, and ye are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. If you have love in your heart, then you are a part of God. S.P. I have always done the very best I could. Doctor, do you know what year it is? It is 1920. Can you realize that you have been in the dark for some time? S.P. I have been in the dark and cannot remember things very well. Doctor, that is because you have lost all physical contact, and have no understanding of the higher life. You have been brought here for the purpose of being helped. You can only stay for a short time. S.P. But where will I go? Doctor, to the spirit world. What is your name? S.P. I do not know. Miss C.H., you told it to me this afternoon. You said your name was Mary Bulwer and that you were from Germany. S.P. I did not say that. You were speaking to my friend at that time. Another spirit controlling patient. Doctor, do you realize where you are now? Do you know that you are in Los Angeles, California? S.P. Number. Doctor, where do you think you are? S.P. My friend and I were traveling on the railroad. Doctor, did something happen? S.P. We were going to now I can't remember where. Oh, Mary. To a spirit, don't go. You know you were my companion, my traveling companion. I always paid your way and you must not leave me now. Doctor, what does she say she is going to do? S.P. Mary, won't you please tell me my name? Look. Look at that fire. The whole thing is on fire. Doctor, you are again going through the condition under which you passed out. S.P. Mary, Mary, look at that fire. Doctor, were you in a railroad accident? S.P. Yes, yes. Doctor, that has all passed. S.P. Look at Mary. She's dead. She was crushed. Doctor, they are revealing to you the conditions under which you passed out. That is all in the past. You must quiet yourself. SP. I only got a glimpse of it for just a minute. Doctor, what does Mary say? Does she understand that she has passed out? SP. She's lost and so am I. We are both lost. We lost our way. Doctor, that is because you are ignorant of the real life. If you had had understanding when you had your physical body, you would not have been lost. SP. I have been walking and Mary is dead. Doctor, she is not really dead, she only lost her physical body. Mary is no more dead than you are. You are both spirits. SP. I died in that terrible fire. Look at them all. All those people are burning up, greatly excited. Doctor, forget the accident and collect yourself. Try to calm yourself and forget the past. SP. Agitated at sight of several spirits. I don't want to see them, any of them. Look at that one. He is coming, he's coming. I don't want to see you. I don't want you, and I told you I did not want you. Doctor, you probably wronged these persons in life and are now having to meet the consequences. SP. I just had a good time with you, but I don't care for you. I only wanted to see how much you loved me, but I don't love you. Now they say they come to accuse me. I do not want any of them. There are three. Doctor, men or women? SP. I do not love a woman. Why do they come here? Doctor, what does your conscience tell you? SP. Sneeringly, he killed himself because I would not marry him, the fool. Doctor, didn't you play vampire in the first place? SP. That's my affair. Doctor, you will now have to strive to do better. SP. Let me remain in darkness, it is far better than this. There I just walked. I did not see anything, but I am tired of walking. Doctor, what does your conscience tell you? SP. Do not talk to me about conscience. Doctor, Jesus said, except ye become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You will have to start a new life, you will have to develop a newness of spirit. Sacrifice self. You will have to sacrifice self and become as a little child, you will have to correct your mistakes. SP. To another spirit, what have you to do with me now? Doctor, you have wronged these men you speak of. SP. There is a woman here too. What have you to do with me? I said. No, I never paid her for my dresses. Accusing me, just because I did not pay. Doctor, was that the right thing to do? Your conscience told you what you should have done. Now you will have to serve others. Selfishness is the root of all evil. SP. I was taught nothing except to have a good time and spend money. Money was just what I was taught in my childhood to be proud of. Not a serious thought for anyone that was beneath me. Why should I have been taught that and now have to suffer for it? Doctor, was truth in your heart? SP. I was taught always to have the respect of others and to remember that I was rich, and that I should have all the world could give me. I wanted money, and when I broke a heart it was good cheer to me. To spirits, I said, don't come, don't come. Doctor, you have been brought here for help. Lie quiet and listen to me. You will now have to try to undo your mistakes. SP. I could never do that. Doctor, you can and you will. Others are here to help you, and they will show you a better way. Don't be selfish. SP. I am. Very selfish, and I have always been very selfish. Was never taught anything else. My mother was a proud woman and she was very pretty. Doctor, unfortunately for you. You must quiet yourself, you have been allowed to come here for help. Do you see anyone else you know? SP. I do not care to look around anymore, I see only those whom I have wronged. They are all standing here, oh. Shrinking back, why should I suffer so? Doctor, you created that suffering yourself. There is help for you if you will be sincere. Intelligent spirits will help you. SP. I thought that I could live and have a good time. I traveled everywhere I wanted to go. I saw everything and had everything I wanted that money could buy. Every wish I had was gratified. Doctor, you stupefied your soul. You will now have to undo your own follies by kindness. You will have to serve others. SP. I cannot serve anybody. They will have to serve me. I have never done anything in my life. I have always been waited on. Doctor, understand that unless you help these spirits, you will continue to suffer. You will have nothing but the torment of your own conscience until you ask for mercy and say, I will serve. SP. I never can wait on anyone, that would be a step beneath me. What would my mother say if I should wait on anyone beneath me? Doctor, there is nobody beneath you. Money does not make intelligence nor merit. SP. Nobody beneath me? Would I associate with my dressmaker? Doctor, when you go to the spirit world, you will probably find that your humblest servant has a higher position than you have. You will often find that the people you think beneath you have the most beautiful homes in the spirit world. You have much to do to overcome your own disposition. There are many advanced spirits here who will help you. Jesus taught us that we must humble ourselves. SP. You do not know what that would mean to me. Doctor, my wife allows spirits of all kinds to control her brain and body. Would you be willing to sacrifice yourself as she does? She allows you to control her body so we can help you to a better understanding. Look around and you will find spirits here who will help you. SP. Oh, Rudolph. Spirit, I loved you, but you know that my pride and my mother would not consent to our marriage. I know you suffered, but you did not know that I suffered also. You know you could not give me the social standing I was used to. I loved you, and I love you yet. Rudolph, will you forgive me? I would have liked to have married you, Rudolph, but I could not. Doctor, why should pride and money be obstacles to love? SP. I was not happy, but I had to crush that. I did not dare go contrary to my mother. I had to shine in society with a broken heart. I had to smile at all those fools. I had to be another person when my heart and love were with you, Rudolph, but forgive me. I know you suffered. I went to your funeral, but mother did not know it. I wished I were dead and could go with you, but I had to close the door to love. From the moment you had gone, I said I would conquer and shut out love and sympathy. And I would now live for selfishness and let others suffer as I had suffered for the love I had to shut out of my heart. Rudolph, forgive and help me. You were such a good man, but religion and money and mother stood between us and love. You were poor, but you were good. He says if he could have been with me, he could have taught me to be a good woman. Yes, Rudolph, but the good influence you brought with you was shut out for me. Then I did not care what became of me. I went into society and had a good time trying to drown my sorrow. I tried to lead every man on so that I could get him down at my feet. I did not care if I crushed men. I wanted others to suffer as I had suffered. Doctor, that was selfish. SP. I was taught nothing but selfishness. Doctor, what does Rudolph say? SP. He says, Alice, come with me to the spirit world. Crying. He says in heaven there is no pride to interfere, all is love and harmony. Doctor, we can help you. Strive to understand. When you realize the better life, you will have much to do to correct your mistakes. You can undo your mistakes by kindness to others. You will have to work out your own salvation. SP. Stooping forward, Carl, don't go. I know you meant well, but I could not love you when my heart was with another. I knew I was at fault when you killed yourself. See, he just lies there. Crying. Doctor, he, too, will find understanding. Others will help him. Spirit is indestructible. SP. Look there. That cannot be. My mother. Look, look, how wrinkled and homely she is. That cannot be my mother. She says she is, but it cannot be. Oh, she is so homely. She was very lovely and beautiful. That cannot be mother. She is so homely, so homely. Mother, what is the matter with you? You had such a beautiful form, now you are all shriveled. Doctor, that is the spirit form which she developed by her selfishness. Her spirit body is of her own making. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. SP. Mother, mother, what is the matter with you? She says, Alice, I am at fault in the way I brought you up. I am at fault for not bringing you up to be a better woman than you were. I am at fault for breaking up that true love with Rudolph, which probably would have brought out your better nature. She says that she closed the door, that she did not do any kind acts in life, so her spirit body was all crippled because of her bad deeds. She says she is now serving, and when she does a good act some of her crippled condition disappears. She is so crippled and she has ragged clothes on. She says she is now serving with the body she earned when she was in earth life. She is now showing me the body she has earned in spirit. It is better than the other, but her face is all wrinkled. Doctor, her face was her pride. SP. She says she has to serve and help everyone she wronged, that she must do good acts, many of them, before her face will be beautiful. She says, Alice, try to be different. Here is your spirit body, Alice. Oh, no. Not that. Rudolph, come and help me. You know how I feel. Doctor, what is your name? Ask your mother. SP. My mother cannot tell me, she cannot remember. Doctor, can you remember who is the president? SP. McKinley. Doctor, he was killed in 1901. Did you know he was dead? He was shot in Buffalo in 1901. You must have been dead 20 years or more. SP. Have I been walking all that time? Doctor, you must have been. SP. I was born in Milwaukee. I wish I could tell more, but I cannot. The door is shut and I cannot even think. Why cannot I get my name? My memory is gone. Please remember Alice. Doctor, your memory will come back to you. Realize life as it is. Think yourself with Rudolph now. SP. I will. I also want to thank you. Goodbye. Dash. Haughty superiority and pride of station had long kept the spirit of a cultured English lady in the earth sphere, but with an understanding of life's higher purpose came spiritual discernment and progress. Experience, October 4, 1922. Spirit, Esther Sutherland. Psychic, Mrs. Wickland. The controlling intelligence was very arrogant and gazed disdainfully about. Doctor, is your condition strange to you? What has happened to you? Spirit, many things have happened to me, but that is not strange. Doctor, we should like to know who you are and where you came from. You are a stranger here. SP. Condescendingly, with marked English accent, I fancy I am a stranger to you. Doctor, may I ask to what nobility you belong? SP. What sort of a gentleman are you to ask such personal questions? Doctor, do you not like this gathering? SP. Greatly bored, I do not know anything about you. Doctor, do you belong to royalty? SP. Why are so many looking at me? Some are standing, some sitting. Doctor, some must be spirits. SP. Spirits. I fancy it is only imagination. I see people sitting and standing. It may be you have no glasses to see with, I fancy you are of the more common class. Doctor, we were not fortunate enough to be born in the upper class. You have not introduced yourself to us yet. SP. I would not care to have an introduction to any of you here. Loftily, I do not think you belong to the set I am used to going with. Doctor, we are not particularly anxious to belong to that set, but unless we know who you are we cannot pay you the honor due you. SP. I do not know if I should like to have honor from you. Doctor, we should like to treat you with proper respect. SP. You have joked so rudely. Doctor, lady, at least please tell us your name. SP. I do not know if I should do so. Looking her questioner over from head to foot through an imaginary lorgnette. Doctor, it would not do you any harm, you know. SP. Pointing to reception room, who stands there? Invisibles. There are quite a few people here, it seems like a meeting of some sort. I do not know why I should have come here. Doctor, won't you please ask those people in the other room who they are? I cannot see them. Ask them why they are here. SP. I fancy that is a select crowd, and I think I had better go with them. I fancy they are more my set. Attempting to rise, Doctor, please remain seated and ask those people who they are. SP. I do not see why I should ask them that. Doctor, introduce yourself to them. SP. I do not think I should introduce myself. We do not do that. Doctor, you are a total stranger to us. You might be an imposter. SP. Turning frigidly away, and speaking to the gentleman at her right, recently I have not been able to express my thoughts as well as I would care to. Doctor, just ask those people who they are. SP. I told you I do not want to talk to them. If you feel like talking to them, you are welcome to go there and speak. Doctor, but we cannot see anybody there. How can we talk to them? SP. I cannot help it, I cannot help it. Doctor, ask them if they are spirits. What do they do when I say they are spirits? To the invisible assemblage, are you all spirits? To controlling spirit, what do they say? SP. Some nod their heads. Yes, some do not answer, but I cannot see why they should do that. Most of them answer in the affirmative. I see a soldier in uniform. Doctor, that might be one of your relatives. Are you of English descent? SP. I am English. Doctor, do you know that Queen Victoria is dead? SP. Queen Victoria was the English queen. She was a wonderful, wonderful woman. She died a long time ago. Doctor, I think it was in 1901. SP. Yes, I think it was it not? Dr. King Edward is dead, too. SP. They used to say he was a wonderful king. Everybody respected and loved him. He was very much for everybody. He mingled with the common herd as well as with fine society. Doctor, that is a good suggestion for you. You should feel more at home with the common herd. Do you remember the Great War? SP. What Great War? Doctor, do you know Lord Kitchener? He died in the Great War. SP. We had war with the Boers. Doctor, that was about 1898. Did you know Lord Kitchener? SP. He was a good man but not much in any war. I do not know anything about the Great War you speak of. Doctor, there were 23 or 4 nations fighting each other. England was fighting Germany. SP. I fancy that is remarkable. I do not know anything about that. I used to read a great deal at one time. Doctor, do you remember the Kaiser? SP. He was a strange man. Doctor, do you know that the Kaiser is deposed? Do you know that the Tsar and his family were killed? SP. How? Doctor, by the Bolshevists. SP. What? Who are they? Doctor, they are the ones who upset the royalty business in Russia. SP. No, they did not call them that. They called them, what is that word I wish to say? Nihilist? SP. Yes, that is it. They were sent to Siberia. Doctor, the Tsar was sent that way, and then killed. SP. Fancy that. Doctor, do you remember the Emperor of Austria? He has passed on. SP. Where have I been all this time not to know about the things of which you are talking? Doctor, the Habsburg House is no longer in power. SP. No. What is the world coming to? Doctor, coming to democracy. SP. All royalty gone. Then the common herd is starting in to do wrong. Doctor, there may be no aristocracy in time. SP. We have noble blood in our veins. Doctor, suppose a commoner were made a king, would that change his blood? Do you remember that the king honored Napoleon and gave him a title? That did not give him blue blood. SP. I was born of noble blood and I will stick to that all my life. Doctor, what is your name? Were you a member of the English royal family? SP. My name was in olden times. Well, I have not had my name for a long time. It seems to me, yes, my name was Esther Sutherland. X. Were you the Duchess of Sutherland? SP. Indignantly, no, I was not the Duchess, but one of the distant relatives. They all had more money, while I only had the title. That is worth a great deal. X. Do you know you are in America? SP. I am still in England. X. Do you see any of your old friends around here? Doctor, look in that crowd you spoke of, can you find someone you know? S.P. I never knew that Kitchener had passed away as you state. Doctor, he was drowned when a war vessel was torpedoed on the Scottish coast. Do you know him? S.P. Yes. He is here, and he says that I must try to understand my situation. Doctor, that is why you were brought here. S.P. Pointing to further end of hall, why, there's an old gentleman spirit, lecturing that I heard many years ago. Just fancy. I never thought I would hear him again. He is talking to a great many people. Spirits, it seems we have many here who just came to investigate what kind of a meeting this is, and what is going on. They all seem to be trying very hard to find out what they really are. He is now standing on the platform. He is lecturing just as he used to in England some years ago. I went to hear him, but he talked spiritualism. I did not really know what he meant. He spoke well. He said his name is Dr. Peebles. Famous lecturer on spiritualism. He said to me, you go in there, so I came. He says, I want you to get understanding, and I do not know. No, what does he mean? He says he does not want me to stay in the earth sphere, but to lift my soul up to God and understand the real spiritual meaning of him. He has a big crowd around him, some he is trying to lift up to higher things, others he is trying to wake up, so he tells me. They are not sleeping, are they? Doctor, yes, mentally. The Bible says, blessed is he that hath part in the first resurrection, on such the second death has no power. S.P. What does that mean? Doctor, it means that for those who have a spiritual understanding while in the body there is no death. S.P. Of course there is. Doctor, no one ever dies. The spirit, or mind, is not the body. S.P. It is not? Doctor, you are dead to the world and your own relatives, and evidently have been so for many years, but we know that you yourself are not really dead. S.P. I have been walking about a great deal, and I have traveled extensively, but I have felt very strange. Whenever I wanted to go anywhere, all I had to do was to think, and it seemed that I did not need a train or anything, but I was there. At times I felt I must be in America, because I always heard they run their trains much faster than in England. Doctor, you are in Los Angeles, California. S.P. California. How did I get here? The old gentleman is talking to a big crowd. He says he has to bring them here to get them to understand, and to have them open their spiritual eyes to see. Doctor, you are having yours open now. S.P. Why should I come here and speak? Why do the rest not speak? The lecturer says he could take me quicker than any of the others. Still I do not look different than they. He says he could take me more quickly to control a psychic. Doctor, he is right. S.P. What does he mean by that? He said it was necessary to bring this crowd here. He met most of them in England when he was lecturing there many years ago. He says some will listen to his lecture, but many he cannot reach, nor even waken, so he brought them here. He says he did not bring me here to waken me, but I had come with others in that room over there. There are so many there. Some are crippled and some cannot speak at all. It seems as if he speaks and lifts them up, and then they waken. He has a wonderful power for healing. Doctor, they are lifted up by his thought. He makes them understand that their crippled bodies are in the grave. S.P. Now he says that I must thank you for the privilege of meeting you and of talking with you. I do not see why I should do that. He says also that I shall have to put all my pride aside. Yes, but the rest are the same as I. Doctor, you might see Queen Victoria or King Edward in the crowd, and I am told that you will find them very common now. S.P. Of Queen Victoria they always said she talked to spirits, and everybody thought she was a little crazy on the subject. Doctor, she was open-minded. S.P. She had spirit communications very often. Doctor, she is not a queen any longer. S.P. Some said she had a medium with her a great deal to ask what things to do and what not to do. His name was Brown, I believe. Dr. Yes, John Brown. S.P.